Elizabeth Esty, Congresswoman, Democrat, Connecticut's 5th District, in office since 2013. I guess the first thing I really want to ask you about is that you and a group of other outstanding legislators had a gun control press conference. What was that all about?
Well, this week we've had a lot of folks in town to press Congress to take sensible steps to reduce gun violence in this country. And it started earlier in the week with Team 26. This is a group of 26 serious cyclists who now for the fourth year have left Newtown, Connecticut and cycled all the way to Washington, D.C., bringing with them the message that, you know, we can and we must do better to help save lives. And so unfortunately, this is their fourth year making this ride, and Congress has still failed to act. In fact, in the House of Representatives, where I serve, we have not been allowed a single vote. And so these folks were here, arrived on Tuesday. We had meetings here, a big press conference, and then actually over at the White House as well to press that case. This also happens to be a week that the National Shooting Sports Federation, the biggest sponsor of gun shows, which, and ironically, NSSF is based in Newtown. They have been in town in D.C. this week to press the cause for even more protection for the gun lobby. And so in response, we've had Brady Campaign and Newtown Action Alliance, folks I'm honored to represent, and Say It to Our Faces, a group of moms who are so outraged that Congress has not taken action. They've taken to posting and distributing pictures of their loved ones who have been killed and challenging members of Congress to say, if you think you can't do anything, tell me to my face why you can't do anything to help save other families from this heartache. So again, big group of citizen activists who are here this week and making that case, going door to door to members of Congress, both House and Senate, to at least let us have a vote, get rid of the unlimited liability, the protection the gun lobby has from liability in lawsuits, and to restore the ability of the Centers for Disease Control to do research on gun violence as a public health matter, which it clearly is, and we would benefit a lot from what we learn from that.
So I want you to tell me something, because I've forgotten what the polling of the American people are saying about this.
Well, it has been remarkably consistent. If you may remember, after the tragedy in Newtown, the community I represent, 90% of the American people came out strongly and forcefully and said, we want background checks on every commercial sale of guns. No gun show loophole, no internet loophole, which is actually the big loophole at this point. That figure, 3 years and 4 months later, is 89%.
Wow.
So the American people get it. This is not a one-off response to an awful tragedy, and then it fell out of the public's mind. It has not. The problem really has been the intransigence of Congress and, you know, fear of the gun lobby, which, again, as I was telling the citizen activists today, we're sworn as members of Congress. I'm sworn to protect and defend the American people. I'm not sworn to protect and defend the gun lobby. Uh-oh. So it's time for the rest of my colleagues to protect the American people and do better with common sense reforms.
Okay, so here's what I don't get about this. You've just given me some very impressive poll figures. You would think with those kinds of polls, those Congress people, particularly the Republicans, let's face it, they're the ones who are calling the shots in the House, would run for the hills and say, this is so unpopular that it'll kill us, and yet they don't. How come?
Well, I think this has to do with the intensity of voting behavior. You know, it really is someone going to vote on this as their only issue? And historically, but I think that's changing, historically, the NRA has ginned up its membership to vote on that issue only and to vote out, and they have once or twice successfully defeated members of Congress who stood up to do the right thing. That puts fear in the hearts of members of Congress. Nobody wants to lose an election. But the reality is now, I know this bill, the comprehensive background check bill, would pass in the House of Representatives. It has enough votes. People just don't have the courage to stand up publicly and say they vote for it. And so, again, what we need is actually we need folks to ask anybody running for Congress, anybody running for the Senate, anybody running for the presidency, are you going to make this an issue? Are you going to do better to protect the American people? And we get when we get people voting on that issue, it'll change.
Well, you know, for years I taught congressional politics. I did an internship in the House during the civil rights major legislation, and there was something called a discharge petition.
We've tried a discharge petition. Good memory, Alan. But your point about the civil rights movement, I was struck by that today, and I've been increasingly struck by the similarity to those efforts, which is to say bottom-up grassroots efforts is ultimately what led to change in the halls of Congress. Most members of Congress weren't leading on that issue. They were falling way behind and straggling along. But if you remember the slogan, power to the people, that the American people know the right thing to do here. And when the American people get organized, things happen and things change. And we've seen it happen with civil rights. We've seen it happen with voting rights and employment rights for women. We've seen it happen rather dramatically in the last 5 years with dramatic change on LGBT rights. So this country does ultimately get it right over time, and I'm doing everything I can to get to that point faster because lives are being lost, literally being lost in the process. Over 30,000 Americans dying every year, and it doesn't need to be that high. We can protect people. We can do better.
Well, not to bother you too much about this discharge petition idea, you need 218 signatures. Is that right? Something like that.
You have to have a majority.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so you have to have 218.
Okay.
And so, we have tried. We tried last Congress, and we'll try again if we think we can get close.
Well, what they did in the civil rights fight, I'll never forget it, is the speaker wouldn't tell how many people had signed the discharge petition. So what happened is the guy I was working for organized things so that everybody walked up and memorized a number of names. They put it in and they leaked it to the New York Times. So all the cowards who said that they had signed but hadn't signed were exposed. Why can't we do that again?
Well, we may work on that. We actually did get a discharge petition on the Export-Import Bank. So, you know, we did try on the comprehensive background check bill. And if we think we can get close, we'll try it again. But again, the voices of the American people will not be silenced forever. And I'm seeing a groundswell that continues. Hasn't the Connecticut effect, which people talked about, hasn't gone away. It's just building.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey, you know how I feel. Personally, I am with you on this. I think there isn't a more important thing that you could be doing, and I know how passionate you are because this heinous act occurred in your district. I can't imagine what that must be like every time you meet with the parents of those poor children.
Well, there were some of the families. I was with some of the families on Saturday, and I'll tell you, their courage and their perseverance is extraordinary. I saw Jeremy Richmond, who was there with his daughter. He and his wife had another baby after their daughter, Aviel, was killed. And the courage and optimism that he and his wife have shown and for five of the other families to bring new life into this world is an extraordinary inspiration, I think, to all of us about the fact that we can and we must do better.
Elizabeth Estey, so much. We thank you for all you do and for being with us on this program. When we come back, let's talk some more about Merrick Garland.